Good morning. Welcome to Tattoo to Go with Bookmakers at Tattoo to Go with Bookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for listening in. Last week, I went to a zine festival, a zine convention, a bunch of people who make zines, and I learned why people have 200 copies. I picked up a copy of a zine made by a woman about her trip to America. Talked to her a bit about making the zine, how she drew it, how she wrote it. She's a fairly good artist, so she made her own drawings. But she had 200 copies, and she had made them about a week before the convention. Why 200 copies? Because she did the risograph copy technique, and the company that she went to, the minimum is 200. So she had 200. Around the corner from her, I was talking to a woman who had just finished one zine, but she had other zines available, and I noticed that the other zines that were available were printed about 5 years ago. Still relevant, still nice drawings, still a nice story about her trip around Kyushu here in Japan, and I asked why she is still selling them. I didn't ask why she's still selling them. I wondered why she had some copies left over, and she said because she made 200 5 years ago and is still selling them. So I bought a copy just to make sure she had less than 200 by the time I left. Most people were doing risograph. Some people were doing offset printing. One person that finished her work the day before, the morning of the zine festival, was doing silkscreen. She only made 5 copies, though. So she made 5 copies of a zine that's about 5 pages, but printed on both sides, so that's like 20 pages. And she didn't even staple them in the middle. She did not bind them together. She had 10 pictures folded over. But she just finished it the morning of the zine festival, which was pretty incredible. And that's why she doesn't have 200 copies. She only had 5 copies. I purchased one, and now she only has at least 4. A bit expensive, but pretty. Pretty books. Anyway, that was my zine excitement for that week. And this week, I am working on some schedules and some notebooks. And the scheduled diary notebooks are for specific people. So they're more order made, and so I'm not making a lot of copies, but I'm getting into the notebook. And for the notebook, I'm trying to get a variety, something new, something different, and I might just make one copy, one color, and go to the risograph company here in town and make, yes, 200 copies. Kind of exciting. I just hope I can sell them. I don't want to have them around for 5 years, but if they are around in 5 years, they'll still be relevant. They are not zines. I am also making a zine, but that's for next time, because I hear your drama coming. Thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon.
I've been sitting here in this ocean for a couple of years now. It's pretty exciting, but I'm thinking of getting on the other side of the same ocean. It would be a different perspective. Here I am looking, I believe, east. There I would be looking west. But in both cases, I'd be looking at water. Do I really want to move? That's the question. Moving. A lot of work, a lot of energy required. Tattoo2Go Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
Yeah, here's the thing. I have a problem with my studio. I'm trying to make zines, little magazines, but I can't make a lot of noise because the singer next to me has good ears, and the guitarist on the other side has excellent ears, and the flamenco dancers upstairs have excellent. Anyway, I can't use my machinery, and I can't staple anything. It's just I need to move, and I need to know if there's a studio or a space or an apartment, anything near your house.
And why do you want to be near my house?
I don't know. It's an ocean. It's empty. There's nothing there. No one to bother. I couldn't bother. No one there to bother me, and I won't bother anybody else. How's that?
Well, I don't know of anything empty right now, or vacant. Maybe if I look around a little bit. Why don't I get your number, and I can call you back if anything opens up.
Oh, I don't have a number. Telephones bother my neighbors, and their telephones bother me, and I just can't take the smell.
Smell? What kind of smell is your apartment?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Well, see, they like to cook seaweed, and I really don't like seaweed, and they like to cook fish, and I really don't like the fish smell. It's not working out.
You want to move next to the ocean, but you don't like seaweed or fish smell.
Yeah, that's the problem. Anything open that's not on the beach?
I am on the beach, you know.
Yeah, but you're a bookbinder, and then you won't have the ears, and I won't be able to bother you, stuff like that. Hello?
I have a feeling if he moves here, I'm moving someplace else.